From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Ivory Coast is struggling to pick up the pieces. That's after a deadly five-month presidential tug-of-war that claimed hundreds of lives and displaced more than a million people. But NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports that more trouble may be ahead for the incoming president, with infighting among those who propelled him to power.
President-elect Alassane Ouattara today ordered soldiers from all sides of the conflict back to barracks. Ouattara says his top priority is to restore security after weeks of fierce fighting here in the commercial capital, Abidjan. But clearing a city awash with weapons and fighters where pockets of violent resistance remain and holding together a fractured military alliance is a tough challenge. Here, local residents in Abidjan's volatile Abobo suburb thank Ibrahim Koulibaly for protecting their neighborhood. He's a renegade, self-styled general who says he's head of the militia called the Invisible Commando. Koulibaly, who goes by the initials IB, is an imposing, bearded figure in fatigues and a red beret.
Le commandant invisible, vous le savez, sont les forces, sont les éléments.
Speaking to NPR, IB called for national reconciliation and pledged his allegiance to Ouattara, the commander-in-chief, who he says is a father figure dating back to the 1990s. Ouattara was then prime minister and IB was his wife's bodyguard. But IB Koulibaly's invisible commando is made up of irregular soldiers. They fought the forces of defeated Gbagbo, but have not joined the newly renamed army, the Republican Forces of Ivory Coast. IB says he's waiting for an audience with Ouattara to discuss these matters. On Wednesday evening, terrified Abobo residents reported the ring of renewed heavy weapons fire. Analysts conclude these gun battles were fueled by animosity between IB and Ivory Coast Prime Minister Guillaume Soro.
Ibrahim Koulibaly n'a pas à tenir des positions. Est-ce qu'il d'aventure il tient des positions? Ses positions sont.
A spokesman for Soro, Mete Sindou, says Ibrahim Koulibaly's forces are acting against the law based in their Abobo headquarters because no soldiers other than those of the National Army should be manning positions or checkpoints. Soro and IB have been adversaries since the two fought for the rebel leadership in 2004 at the end of a civil war which split Ivory Coast in two. IB lost that bitter battle. Military infighting apart, Abidjan is witnessing for the very first time young and heavily armed soldier fighters zooming around this lagoon-side city in vehicles they've commandeered, bristling with weapons and what appear to be looted goods. Ivory Coast watchers warn, unless the former rebel commanders rein in their men, peace may be a long time coming. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.